for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think if this works, be okay.
Well, I wrote to your father, Davida. I need to leave it about 9:20.
Okay, so we're going to move. Okay, so we're going to talk about benching. Rikar Mazon. And this is the halakha in the Gemara, where it says in Gemara Brachot, source 1, Hadam Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimba Yochai, Bal HaBayit Botzea, Orech Mavarech. In general, the host, the Bal HaBayit, should break bread, make hamotzi, give out the bread to everyone, and the guest should say bench, should lead benching at the end. Why? Bal HaBayit Botzea. Why should the Bal HaBayit break bread? Because they say Yitzsa Ba'ayin Yafa. They give everybody a generous piece. The guest doesn't, it's the host's bread is not going to give so much out. The host presumably will give lots out to everybody. But rech mevarech, and why should a guest lead benching? Specifically, it should. Kadesh yevarech bal habayit, so that the guest will give a bracha to the bal habayit. My mevarech, what does the reach say? And here's the text. Gemara here at Son Shalei Yavosh bal habayit b'lamazeh, maybe your will that our host will not be discomforted, will not be embarrassed in this world, lo yikaleh olam ba, and not have any shame in the world to come.
We don't say that.
Which is interesting.
It's very
so
we have other, saying it. My own. My own.
So some Sidurim and Yerkonim will have that in there. A lot of them don't, and the Bali Alacha talk about, well, why did it change? Because that's not what we say. We'll talk about what we do say. That's not the text we use. Rabbi Mosif Badvarim and Rabbi Yonasi used to add other things, and he would say, may be very successful in business, and may his finances and our finances be successful, and may we have short commutes, which obviously was an issue even in ancient Israel, certainly today. Right? We should have a short commute to work. And the Satan should not rule over our actions or over the actions of the host. And literally should not, and these should and should not be thrown in front of either lo fanav lo fanenev or any of us. Any thoughts of sin. For now and forever. That's the birchat oreach. That is called the halacha. And the Rambam on this says it doesn't really have a fixed text. You can say what you want. And this way the Rambam puts it, Mevarech ha'orech etz ha'bayit. When a guest blesses, says Birkat Mazon in front of a host, Mosif ba'bracha l'bal ha'bayit, you should add at the after benching, right? Benching ends at lo yachasreinu. That's when you say amen, the cup down, then when you say a bunch of other things. Who we say is a bracha for the host. What does he say? Omer, you hear it, son, shalei tevosh ba'abazzeh, b'lei kolei mo'am ba, like we saw the Gemara, the yesh lo reshut, and the guest has permission, let's see if we break it up, to add more stuff to that, to go on and on, make it longer. So that's what we do. So what we have is this long section of the harachamans. They're not part of Birkat Mazon. They're all really part of this Birkat Oreach. They're meant as being extra wish, good wishes for our hosts when we're benching, and we like it so much that even when we're not a guest, we say it for ourselves. Right? We bless ourselves. And this our Birkat Oreach, not like Gemara, is the center point of that. All the other things are kind of added on. What we say is Harachamani Yevarech Ba'alabatzeh, and Hashem bless the host, with Ba'alatabatzeh, and the hostess. Them and all their families, us and all everything we have. Just like our forefathers were blessed. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Bakomi kol kol. All from all and all. So we should be blessed, just like our fathers were blessed. Bakomi kol kol. So too we should be blessed altogether. Baruch Hashem, a complete blessing. Omar Amen. That's the Birkat Oreach. So what's Bakol Mikol Kol? We always say it. Where does that come from?
Yeah. That's from Avram, isn't it?
One is from Abraham, one is from Yitzchak, one is from Yaakov.
Right. So you know, it's been forever to learn all this. I just say the words.
Bakol Mikol Kol.
It comes from, and the expression comes from a Gemara in Baba Basra, where it says, three got a taste of Olam Haba, even in this world. Elohim Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. Why? Avram, Siktibe Bakol, because Avram it says Bakol, Yitzhak says Mikol, and Yaakov says Kol. That's the connection to our this week's Parsha. Because this week's Parsha is the Pasuk of Abraham. It says, Avram Zaken Babayim, Bayamim, Avram was old, Hashem Berach, and Abraham Bakol. Avram was blessed with everything. And by Yitzchak, the pasuk is when Esav comes in after Yaakov has already stolen the bracha. Esav comes in and says, give me a bracha. And then Yitzchak is like, wait a minute, what just happened? And Yitzchak was trembled terribly. I don't know, a lot. But you remember me. There's your word. Nice, you did everything. The Terem Tavo before you came, when I gave him the bracha. And the Yaakov Pasuk comes when he is confronting Esav. He has given this massive gift to Esav, Pizza, because Esav has come with 400 men to kill him. And Yaakov said, Yom Yaakov, Anna, no, please, if I have found favor in your eyes, take this gift from me. Seeing you is like seeing the face of God, but you're zany. And this is, I like, it is wonderful to me. Please take my gift, that was brought to you, because God has been gracious with me. I have everything. That's his statement to Esav by Yitzharbo, and Yaakov pressures Esav by Yikach, and Esav takes the bracha. So that's Bakol Mikol Kol. Each of them have to say about themselves that they have everything. And this is an aside. Gail Labovitz was director at the Rabbinic Ziegler School, and she has a blog post where she says, you know, you should call me Madame Rabbi Dr. Professor. So I decided to call her that. I don't know if it sounds right. But she has an egalitarian, she's very in egalitarian versions of the tefillot, and she has an equivalent to the imahot, which is k'moshi b'cha imotena, so rif b'cha b'leya, v'heitiv tova tovu tov. And those are psukim where those phrases are used for all the imahot.
Oh, nice.
So feel free to add that, because this, again, this is the part in your benching where you're supposed to add the stuff you want to add. Rambam says that explicitly. It's not about bad tefillah, right? So you feel free to quote that in there as well. And again, assuming that is a bracha for your host and they appreciate that, then you go ahead and say that.
Hey, Danny, can you email me that Hebrew line?
I can't. I mean, I emailed you the link to this whole shiur on the email.
Okay.
You can look at it there, but I can text it separately. Yeah. And if you look, there's a click. You know, you can click on this link over here where she talks about where this all came from. This concept.
Cute. Nice.
Okay, I thought you'd appreciate that. So that's. Yeah. You can say that again. That's exactly the part of benching where you're supposed to do that kind of thing, where it's designed to have your own words in there. Yeah, so this is the here we go. That's her, and that's her comment as our matriarchs were blessed.
What's the Ziegler School?
That's the Jewish University of Judaism, UJAA. It's a rabbinics, it's a conservative rabbinic school in California.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but we're going to talk about kol, right? Avram is blessed by kol. We offer, Yitzchak's blessed, Yitzchak eats kol. Yaakov says he has kol. And we ask that we should also be blessed with kol. Problem is, what does it mean to have kol, right? As Steve Wright puts it, I love Steve Wright. You can't have everything. Where would you put it? So what does it mean? So the mepharshim go all over the place. You know, in our parsha, Berach Avram Bakol Oleg Gematria Ben. That's the Avram's blessed. When he says Bakol, talking about having a son, Once he has a son, that was his everything, he's got to marry him off. That's what we got to do with children. We're working on it. Ibn Ezra says it's more financial. Orech Yamim, he was old. Osher is rich. Kavod, he was honored. Ubanim, Mikol Chem Datadam, everything that one could want, that's what Abraham had. He's blessed Bakol. The Gemara of Babatra says, what is my Bakol? What was his blessing of everything? Rabbi Meir Omer, Shalo Haita Lo Bat. He didn't have a daughter. That's the bracha of everything. And the general explanation is that, at least it's certainly in that time, if he had a daughter, she would have to be married out to someone else and be lost. It would not be a bracha to have a daughter because it wouldn't stay within the Jewish family. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Bakol, but he had Shalo Haita Lo Bat. He had a daughter. No, that's the blessing of having everything. Having had six daughters.
Who had his daughter? Exactly. Abraham? What is
Abraham?
Who was his daughter?
That's what the Gemara is saying, that he had a daughter.
Oh, that we don't know about, but
we don't know about.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, there may have been other children there that we don't have records of. That's certainly possible. But again, that kind of makes the point about the bracha of not having a bat, because a bat would have been lost. There's no way to keep her in. The people. That's just not the way society worked. And similarly, by Yitzchak, here he says, "Bachal mikol." Yitzchak says, "I mean everything." Mikol's tamim shibikashti l'dom. Any taste I wanted to taste, tam tibo, I tasted that. This the meal that I had was so infinitely blessed. And when Yaakov says, "Shana yikem yolkim yesh l'kol," I have everything. Where's everything? Meaning, that even Yaakov is saying, even though I've given you all these animals, I still have everything. I'm not missing anything. Because God's blessing will make me rich again. I will make it back. I haven't lost anything by giving to you. Five different ideas of what kol means. But the usual way we understand that, the underlying message of being said that I am blessed by kol is from the contrast with Esav's comment. Esav tells Yaakov, I don't need your stuff. Yom Reisav, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. Achi Hilach HaKasher Lach, right? Esav says, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. And where the Kliyakar puts it, Mashma Rav, Aval Lo Kol. Now, he's not saying I have everything. He's not using that expression. Yaakov Amar, Ki Chananel Kim Yeshli Kol. Yaakov says, no, I have everything. God bless me. The Pisha Rishayim, Apo Pishayim, Kol Kesef, Zahav Shabba Olam, because Rishayim, even if they have all the money in the world, they still want more. They still feel they're lacking something. Yishtem Rav, Avo Lo Kol Tzachav. They may have a lot, but I still need more. That's the meaning of saying Yishtem Rav. Chacham Ra'isav, Yishtem Rav, Avo Lo Kol. Kedai Chesirim Hemak. I could still use more. Yishbi Odom Manat, Mitabela Matayim, the Gemara says, anyone who has 100, wants 200. You're never satisfied with what you have. You always want more and more and more. But says you can, but to be a tzaddik, the hefech is the opposite. You feel it, imish ma'at, be a dam, even if it's a little, im mistap kimbo, they have enough, misamechim, bechel kam, you're happy with what they have, yirk ilyesh lo kol. So kol is a matter of attitude. I have everything I need. I don't need anything more. Right? That's the bracha of bakol mikol kol is not to have more stuff, but to have the sense of the Mishnah is Ashir Sameach Bechalko, to be rich, in the sense of I have everything I need, I don't need more. But there's an irony there, because these examples when Abram saying Bes Bakol, Mikol Kol, each was became in a moment of awareness of what they didn't have. They don't have, right? Abraham says, okay, I have a bracha of a kol. But I don't have everything. I need grandchildren. I need family from here. What I have isn't enough. Yitzchak is saying this at the moment, realizing that he's completely misunderstood his children. That, you know, his Esav doesn't deserve a bracha. Yaakov Ishtam is lying. Everything in his life has just fallen apart. And he's feeling the sense of, okay, bachal mikol. I've had everything. I still have that kol. And Yaakov is saying this, I have it kol, and he's realizing that despite the brachas that Hashem has, he still has to subject himself to the whims of the psychopath brother. And they still have the sense of having kol, of having everything. So it's not just being satisfied with what you have. It's the sense of realizing that everything you have, including the lack of things that you don't have and noticing the lack, that's all still a gift from God. That's probably what makes you who you are. And that's what Gemara means by ta'am me'in olam haba. It's a taste of olam haba. The sense of olam haba will give us a picture, the big picture of this is what it all means. Just to have kol is not just being satisfied we have, but realizing that everything that's going on, good and bad, is part of what makes us who we are. And this was a nice essay. I have no idea who Gadi Shechtman is, but he has a website kind of summarizing this idea about kol mikol kol. And this is the peak of happiness. The highest point of happiness, a love nitan lagia, that we can possibly achieve. But the nature of simcha, of happiness, he shlemut penimut. Talked about that last time. It's not tzchok, it's internal peace. Whatever the situation is, I'm at peace with that. As a feeling of having enough. From what you have, and also from what you don't have. But I don't, you know, feeling satisfied with the lack. Okay, I don't have this. Therefore, I'm happier without it. That's what feeling is, the sense of having everything. So I actually had everything that I would have any place to put it. So having what I need and knowing that if I had more, it would not make me happier, that's the sense of kol.
This is very timely with my not having my lift.
Exactly.
Very
timely.
Right? You still have that. I know what I
have. Bracha of kol.
It's fine. Okay. I don't need it. Where am I going to put it all?
That's right. L'chein hudru shloshet avot k'mish zachu timam olam haba. That's why we define the avot as those who tasted olam haba in their lifetime, that they had this attitude of kol. Keshe Elena, and with respect to us, we have to grab the rope from both ends. Meaning what? We still have to ask Hashem for what we need. And not to think, if I don't have anything to complain about, I still shouldn't talk to God. That's our Abba asking. We still should ask Hashem for the things we need, but also gam lachoshi yesh lenu kol mashatov reina, that say we do have enough. And there's a little dialectic in our tefillot there. Tashe, is that hard? Yeah, that's hard. Yudu shul zeh, that's what we say. K'moshin b'chor ha'b'tein ra, b'kol mikol kol. That's what we ask for this. Bracha, being able to have that kind of attitude. You should have that sense of having all.
Nice.
That's a nice thought.
Yeah.
And we're going to add a little twist up from Zohar Atkins, who's a really interesting guy. He's a fellow at the Sholem Hartman Institute. He has Samicha from JTS, which doesn't automatically make him usher to read. He also has a doctor in theology from Oxford, which probably does make him usher entirely. But he likes philosophy. He gives these long 100 tweet. I don't do Twitter, but he divides his essays into little individual tweets about different philosophers. And he has a weekly Dvar Torah. Interesting guy. But he's talking about this Bakol Mikol Kol. And the way he puts it, if Abraham was truly blessed with everything, in the sense of having it all, there'd be nothing left for him to do or seek. It's not to say a bracha to be done. Whatever everything means, it can't be exhausted. Everything in the biblical sense leaves room for more. And he points out that the first time the Torah used the word kol as a noun, as opposed to qualifying, you know, like kol nefesh, this is kol. Hashem looks at everything. That was at creation. We're talking about everything. Verse 21. Right? Hashem sees everything that he made. It was very good. Everybody look at Yom HaShishi, beginning creation. That's the first time we see kol as a concept of everything, right? And he adds, the word kol, the small and apparently non-remarkable word, yet it appears far more frequently in the book of Genesis than any other book of the Torah.
Hmm.
I'll take his word for it, I didn't count. Suggesting that it may have a special connection to the story of creation and beginnings. This is one ends with God observing everything that God had made. That's the kol. Ironically, God, just as God beholds it, it was very good. It's tov ma'od, a storm is brewing in paradise. When everything starts falling apart, perek bet, for the whole apple story. Story just underway. Everything is set by the end of Genesis 1, but chaos, action, change are waiting in the wings. Kol asher asah, it's not all what we would call good. It's tov ma'od. It's not what we call good. The Midrash, this is not original with Atkins. This is the Midrash posted there. This is an astonishing Bereshit Rabbah. But it's kol asher asah, the kol that he made, and it was tov ma'od. Rav Nachman bar Shmuel bar Nachman, the same Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. Rav Nachman bar Shmuel bar Nachman, the same Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. So Rav Nachman is called his grandfather, Rav Nachman. Amar. Hinei tov ma'od ze yitzer tov. Hinei tov ma'od, when he says, and it was very good, ze yitzer ra. Tov includes both the yitzer tov and the yitzer ra. Both are part of the tov ma'od. Rav Huna, similarly, hinei tov ma'od zu midat ha'tov, hinei tov ma'od zu midat yisurin. That when good things happen, when suffering happens, that's also part of tov ma'od. Zera says similarly, it's about both Gan Eden and Gehenna. Tov Yisak, Malach Hakayim, Malach HaMavet. All of those are part of Kol, all of those are part of Tov Ma'od. Shirim Abba says, Midat HaTov and Midat Puranyot. Both doing good and sinning. That's all part of the Kol, the world that Hashem created. That's all Tov Ma'od. Hashem HaLucky, Shemei Tov Ma'od, Zuv Malchut Shamayim. Shemei Tov Ma'od, it's also Zuv Malchut Ramayim. Even the Romans are part of Tov Ma'od. It's all part of Tov. That's all the coal that goes into everything. And we actually allude to this in our davening. That coal includes things that don't seem so good as well. First bracha before Shema. Baruch Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or uBechoshech, creates light, creates darkness, Oseh Shalom, makes peace, Bereath HaKol, creates everything. That's what you say every morning. Okay, but that Bereath HaKol is actually a euphemism. The original quote is from Isaiah. Yotzer Or uBechoshech, creates light, creates darkness, Oseh Shalom, makes peace, Uvorei Ra.
Ooh.
That's what HaKol means in that pasuk. Ani Hashem Oseh Kol Eile. The Bracha says the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, when they were composing the Tefillah, you know, they said, Oseh Shalom Uvorei Ra, Mika Amrinin Dektiv, right? That's what the Pasuk says. Why don't we say it the way it's written? El Ketiv Ra, the Pasuk says, Yeshaya used the word, God created evil. But Karina HaKol, we say everything, Lishne Ma'alya, it's a euphemism. It's a nicer language to say. We don't want to stress people too much in their davening because this is just too deep a concept. So we're just going to say, Bereath HaKol, if you know where it comes from, you know what we mean here. Because the kol has to include everything. The good and the bad. That's a part of, you can't reject even the Ra as well. And that can point out that Abraham, the end of this week's parsha, gives that call. Hashem Berach and Abraham Bakol, and he gives that to Yitzchak. They tell Abraham at Kol Asher Lo Yitzchak, get the call. Right? So they have to like Shem Asher Abraham and all the other children by his concubine. That's how Abraham Matanah. He gave gifts. But then and he sends them away. Kol is not a matanah. It's not a gift. It's a responsibility. But everything that Abraham gives Yitzchak includes burdens, including that of being the child of a founder who often put mission over family. Abraham's children by concubinage. The legacy of this great man was only positive. Since they knew Abraham more as a persona, only the distance, the inheritance included only gifts. They lacked the difficult intimacy Yitzchak had with his father. They were deprived and spared the complexity included in everything, in the call. So that's the bracha you're wishing for your host when you're saying, you'd be blessed with Bakol Mikol Kol, to have everything together. So it's more than just being Sameach Bakol Kol, having what you have, but being happy even with not having things, like accepting that you're screwing a part of the Tov Ma'od. And so we can quote Naomi Shemer, Al Kol Leila, for all this.
Can you sing it? I feel like you have to sing it, yeah.
Right? That's the message of that song. That's the bracha of kol.
So Danny, do you remember I taught you the arrow under the word Amazon?
With a smile.
No, it's from A to Z.
Oh, okay. No, I don't remember. Yes. That's the
everything. You know that, Kavita? You know the Amazon logo?
Yes, it is a smile, but it goes an arrow from A to Z.
From A to Z. The arrow goes from A to Z. Hakol.
It is everything. So, however, all Amazon offers is the stuff that you need place to put. It's right. Missing the point of what Kol means.
Right.
Part of Kol is not looking at Amazon.
Right.
Everything in the Torah uses it means not totality but infinity. To use a distinction formulated by Manuel Levinas, the French philosopher. Atkins likes philosophers. But the idea is that looking at other people, we have to look at them as not a totality, meaning we can understand all of them. We can't understand somebody else. They're infinite. Another person has infinite potential. We have to realize that we can never really understand someone else. And that's basically the ethics. Totality means we can know and objectify it. Infinity means we can't. Both the nature of totality, our encounter with the human face reveals infinity. God bless Abraham with infinity and appreciates the uniqueness of his life and every human life. Abraham didn't have everything in an objective sense. He didn't need it. He was infinite. And that's what the bracha of kol means. And that's what we wish for ourselves and our house in Berkat HaMazon. Bakol Mikol Kol. So, I give you the bracha. You should have everything, including not having the things that don't make it to Tov Ma'od.
Well, he's saying really like two things, right? Because before we were saying that, like from the Gemara, that kol means that you also have bad things, right? Like,
right.
It's not just the lack of bad things, not a lack of good things, but it's also the bad things. Like you could say, I understand that. Like, okay, I can, you know, be grateful that I don't have, you know, a 17-piece living room set because it would not bring me inner peace at the end of the day. But being grateful for the fact that my walls have ants living in them, like is he saying that
right,
too?
I am saying that is also part, right? It's more than just the lack. So it goes from Sameach b'chalkol, be Sameach with what you don't have, to being, Sameach is probably the wrong word, but appreciate the bracha of everything that happens, including the stuff that is rough. And if you get to that point, that is a main olam haba. That's a tam of olam haba right there.
You know, the phrase we use, like, you have to embrace your loss, or you embrace your challenges, you know? Like, is that a sense?
That's part of it.
Is that a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard.
Instead of denying it, instead of ignoring or denying it, like pretending everything is perfect, it's not healthy.
Right. Or even like just like pushing up against it, like this will always rub me wrong. And embracing is just sort of like bringing it in.
It's part of what makes me though. Even though that this is part of my life, but it is, if this wasn't there, I would not be the me that I am today. And realizing that, you know, that's the, you know, we are infinitely complex, and all goes into that.
I like how he says the like totality versus infinity. I think that's like a really nice distinction.
You can look that up. That was the name of the book by Emmanuel Levinas.
Okay.
The interesting guy. I just ordered a book by him about some of your stories. I have to look at that.
Okay. Well.
He was a student of Heidegger, and then kind of turned against him when Heidegger turned out to be a real Nazi.
Okay, oh, so he's young. Yeah. He's recent.
So Levinas passed away in the 90s, I think. So our Atkins is like under 40.
No, but I mean, Levinas is not like, meaning he's, well,
Levinas is a 20th century philosopher. Yeah. He had a Jewish school in Paris. Okay, I'm going to stop recording.